This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republicans in Colorado's House of Representatives deadlocked today on a vote of no confidence in Minority Leader Mike Lynch. The vote follows revelations that Lynch was stopped for drunk driving in the fall of 2022 and is still on probation from those charges. Republican House members complained that Lynch never told them about the arrest, which happened weeks before he was voted in as Minority Leader. Monday's vote tied at 9-9, but one House Republican was absent, so Lynch's opponent may try to oust him again soon. Denver Schools is serving a rapidly growing number of migrant students and could get a funding boost for it. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver Public School Foundation has created a special fund to give grants directly to impacted schools for everything from hiring more bilingual staff to buying desks. More than 2,400 new students, mostly from Venezuela, have enrolled in DPS schools since the summer. McMean Elementary Principal Andrea Hinman says her kindergarten and second grade classes each have 35 students.
It has meant scrambling to find furniture for classrooms that have historically only had 20 to 25 students.
The Rose Community Foundation and the Denver Foundation will match donations up to $50,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. When it comes to November's big election, most of the attention will be on picking a president, but you may also see county coroner listed on your ballot. So why is that an elected official?
Obviously, it shouldn't be a political job at baseline. I'm a medical doctor. People shouldn't be choosing their cardiologist based on political party.
So are there differences between Republican and Democratic coroners? During All Things Considered,